Achieving career sustainability isn't just about avoiding burnout, although that is super important. It's also about cultivating a mindset of growth, balance, and fulfillment in all aspects of your work and life. It's also about recognizing that your own personal well-being matters, and that prioritizing self-care and leaning into personal and professional development and making meaningful contributions at work and into your relationships by doing all of those things, that you can create both a life and a career that not only sustains you and allows you to survive, but also allows you to thrive.
Are you feeling resentful, burned out, and underpaid at work? We have created a masterclass for you. It's called Beat Burnout and Build Wealth. 3 simple steps to scale your income without changing jobs or specialties. If you want to join us, here's how it works. Tap the link in the show notes or go to tracybingaman.com/masterclass. Choose a time that works for you. And then bring your A game to the masterclass and be ready to take notes and then take action. Doing nothing and not attending this masterclass results in nothing. And unless you take action, you'll keep earning that same below market value income, feeling resentful and burned out. Change requires action, and signing up for the Beat Burnout and Build Wealth masterclass is the first best step to take. Head to the show notes or tracybingaman.com/masterclass to be the first to have access to your preferred dates and times and to find one that works for you. We'll see you there. Welcome to The PA Is In, the show created by PAs for PAs, where codependency with your supervising physician is a thing of the past, optimal team practice is the future, and physician associate has taken the place of physician assistant as the professional title of choice. I'm Tracy Bingaman, and I'm obsessed with redefining what success as a PA looks like and what it feels like. Here you'll find the mindset shifts, systems, and processes I use to escape healthcare burnout and integrate my work into my life. Work-life balance is a myth, and an integrated life where you thrive professionally, not a balancing act, is the goal here. My mission is to help you to grow into a unicorn PA who loves their job, has abundant energy, time to spare, and work-optional financial freedom. The PA is in.
Welcome back to another episode of The PA Is In, your go-to podcast for all things burnout, balance, finances, and negotiation. I'm your host, Tracy Bingaman, and today we're delving into a topic that is not only relevant, but crucial for anyone navigating the ever-evolving landscape of working in healthcare. We're talking about burnout versus career sustainability. In today's fast-paced and demanding world, burnout has become an all-too-common experience for many professionals. In fact, current studies cite somewhere between 60 and 90% of physicians and other healthcare providers are currently experiencing symptoms of burnout. You're familiar with burnout, right? That feeling of exhaustion, disillusionment, and overwhelm that can creep into our lives when work becomes too much for us to bear. But what if I told you that there's a brighter side to that coin? A side of the spectrum where burnout isn't the only destination, but rather the opposite end that leads to something much more sustainable and fulfilling. I'm talking specifically about career sustainability. Career sustainability isn't just a buzzword thrown around in HR departments or leadership seminars. It's a mindset. It is a lifestyle. And I believe it is a path forward towards a more integrated, resilient, and rewarding professional journey. Are you a burnt-out healthcare worker, busy mom, or someone just wanting to simply self-care as much as possible? I have an answer that will simplify your makeup regimen and give you that glow and confidence you deserve. Saint Beauty is custom makeup for your whole face that comes in one single compact. It's lightweight, quick, easy to use, and amazing for all ages and skin types. Best of all, you get a PA, my friend Alyssa, as your makeup bestie to help along the way. To simplify your morning makeup routine, head to the link in the show notes for your free color match consult with Alyssa. Today, we're going to cover how to assess your own career sustainability. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfortable spot to settle in, and get ready to discover how you can shift gears from burnout to sustainability in your own career. Here on the PA is In, we are not just talking about surviving, we are talking about thriving. I want to start by talking about sustainability in general. Sustainability is this broad concept that encompasses the ability to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Now, sustainability is usually talked about relative to the environment. It involves the responsible stewardship of our natural resources, things like social equity and economic prosperity to ensure long-term well-being and environmental integrity. But what does that mean when it comes to careers, specifically careers in healthcare? Now, when we think about sustainability in terms of healthcare, in the context of our careers, sustainability refers to the ability to maintain and progress in your own professional endeavors over the long term, while you're also able to focus on things like promoting your own personal well-being, having professional fulfillment, and feeling like you're making a significant contribution to society. Career sustainability involves pursuing a career path that aligns with your values, your interests, and your strength. It's what exists on the other end of the spectrum, on the opposite side of burnout. So today I'm going to review 10 questions that you can ask yourself to determine if you are in a position that is sustainable for you. These are 10 different aspects of career sustainability, but they're also 10 things that a good friend of yours might ask you over coffee. If you are in a position where you can quick download something, you can follow along by downloading your own copy of the Clinician Career Sustainability Quiz. I've linked it in the show notes, or you can go to tracybingaman.com/sustainability. So there are 10 questions we're going to go through. And in that quiz, just like those quizzes in the back of Cosmopolitan magazine or 17 magazine, you're going to circle your answers, and then there's a scoring rubric and an evaluation of different degrees of career sustainability and where you're at career-wise. So we'll go through the questions on this episode. I will share with you the different potential outcomes. And in that clinician career sustainability quiz, there are specific resources designed for your current degree of career sustainability. This is not a resource that you want to pass by. So if you are driving right now, come on back, find the link in the show notes and download your career sustainability quiz at a later date. Okay, here we go. 10 questions to ask yourself to determine your degree of career sustainability. The first one is, do you enjoy it? Do you have fun or enjoy what you are doing as a part of your work? Do you love it? Do you just like it? Is it a position that you're tolerating and you knew you were going to take for a short period of time? Or do you hate it? Be really honest with yourself as you're thinking about the current amount of joy that your job is giving you and that your career in general is giving you. Next up, how is the schedule? Is the schedule just the perfect fit for you and your family during your current season of life? Is there some room for improvement in the schedule? Is the schedule something you could take or leave, or is it the worst? Are you working all the nights, all the holidays, all the weekend? Is the call schedule just torture? How is the schedule? Next, are you growing? Are you definitely growing professionally in this position? Do you feel like you're growing slowly and there's some resistance to you being able to grow and hone your clinical skills? Or are you feeling like I have not grown in years? I am stagnant. I have plateaued. I'm feeling pretty stuck, like I'm not growing in my current position. The next one is a question that you might not think to ask yourself when it comes to career sustainability, but it's super important. When I was burned out, one of the biggest things that was suffering was my health. How is your health? Do you feel like you're functioning at peak performance, like your health is ideal? Or do you feel like your health is an area that is a real concern of yours, where you're struggling to find the time and the energy and the effort to put into doing the things that you know you need to do in order to feel well and in order to be thriving? How is the pay? Do you feel like you're getting paid for the clinical decision-making that you're doing at the top of your pay scale, at the top of what people are getting paid in your specialty or in your area? Or do you feel like you're being underpaid and consistently undervalued by your team, by your group, by your organization? Number six, what is the culture like? When you think about the culture at your workplace, does it feel like a perfect fit? Does it feel somewhere where you're sort of comfortable, but maybe also a little complacent? Is it somewhere where the way that people treat each other is simply tolerable? Or is it downright toxic? Number seven, is change on the horizon? We all know that life is a moving picture. It is not a snapshot. So the way that things are today might not be the way that they are next week, next month, next year. Is change on the horizon? And also, is that change likely to be positive or is it likely to be negative? Number eight, do you have the opportunity to enjoy variety in your life and in your work? Do you have lots of variety that keeps you interested and engaged? Or do you feel like you have fallen into a rut of monotony where you're doing the same thing or seeing the same patients over and over again? Number nine, are you thriving? Do you feel like you're flourishing and prospering? And this is a position where you're really able to grow into who you want to be as a person and as a provider? Or do you feel like you're struggling or suffering or feeling just really stuck? Last but certainly not least, number 10, how are your boundaries? Do you have firm, clear, effective, impenetrable boundaries with work? Or are your boundaries floppy, weak, or porous? If you download that quiz, go to the link in the show notes, download your copy. You can answer these 10 questions. Each one has four different potential answers. It's a multiple choice. I know you love multiple choice because you took and passed the boards, right? So it's a multiple choice test. And at the bottom, you're going to find a scoring key, which is going to give you a different number of points for each of your answers. And in the end, you're going to get a score that tells you where you fall on that spectrum. Are you at the not sustainable burnout end of the spectrum, or are you at the super sustainable thriving end? There is no right or wrong answer. Take the quiz and be as honest as possible so you can get a real, true evaluation of how you're doing. Are you sick of getting mystery beef at the grocery store from some unknown corporate production line? Promised Land Meats offers premium beef raised from a family farm, personalized to your family's needs, and delivered to your door. We've been a customer of theirs for over a year, and we love the meat. Even Dan, who is really hard to impress when it comes to beef, won't stop raving about the quality of these cuts. You can truly taste the difference. Choose the Farm to Family subscription plan and get a customized farm-raised beef box shipped to your door every 1, 2, or 3 months. Skip the grocery store and shop with your American farming family by going to promisedlandmeats.com or click the link in the show notes. First up, we're going to start at the less great end of the spectrum and work towards the more sustainable end. So at the less great end of the spectrum is that your career and your current position is not sustainable for you. This is burnout or borderline burnout. If this is you, you may feel severe exhaustion, a healthy dose of cynicism or an unhealthy dose of cynicism, and a sense of this inefficacy in your career. Feeling burned out when you're in your current role and feeling like you're not sustainable, that feeling is often characterized by overwhelming work demands, lack of control, and inefficient or insufficient support systems. Burnout can manifest as emotional exhaustion, depersonalization towards patients, and this reduced sense of personal accomplishment. This low degree at the burnout end of the spectrum of career sustainability, it doesn't only affect your individual well-being, which is, by the way, a reason to change things, but it also compromises your patient care and your own personal satisfaction and the way that you feel about life and work and relationships and every single aspect about your life. This end of the spectrum can feel like this personal and professional sense of exhaustion, like you just can't keep going, like it's not sustainable. You can feel career fatigue or even questioning whether you ended up taking the correct career path because you just feel so burned out, so exhausted, so disenfranchised or marginalized by a system that you thought was going to be this great, great choice. You feel this occupational strain. you feel depleted and drained. And it's sort of the opposite of professional development. You feel this professional disengagement where you don't even want to think about work. You don't even want to go to work. You feel the Sunday scaries starting on Friday afternoon when you know you're going to have to go back to clinic on Monday. You feel stagnant and stuck, and maybe even like you're trapped in your current position. You feel dissatisfied and demoralized, and maybe even just this sense of malaise or general anhedonia, where things that used to make you feel excited at home or at work just aren't doing it for you anymore. If that is you, there are a ton of episodes in our back catalog where we cover burnout and we talk about resources and specific strategies for how to approach this. Inside of that quiz, there are some specific links to specific podcast episodes, which I would definitely recommend as a great place to start. Now we find middle of the road. So what do you do when you're not at the burnout end of the spectrum, but you're not at the super sustainable, thriving end of the spectrum, where you fall somewhere in the middle, where you're feeling like your career is somewhat sustainable and you're kind of holding steady, or maybe even feeling like you're treading water? You may feel a little stagnant or stuck in your career, but you also might just feel like you're lacking direction, or you don't feel the sense of professional fulfillment that you thought you'd feel or that you used to feel. Maybe you'd be able to maintain in your current role, but you would definitely feel like you're struggling to progress and find meaning at your work, or to grow and become a leader or change positions in a timely manner. If you're holding steady and you're in the middle part of this spectrum, you may experience this sense of kind of complacency, a little bit of that disengagement, or feeling like you're underutilized at work. Like you have skills and talents that are sort of untapped, that you have this untapped potential. It's not really being leveraged to its fullest potential at work. While you might not be currently experiencing severe symptoms of burnout, you're also not thriving or experiencing true career sustainability either. This status, sort of in this middle ground where you're kind of treading water in a holding pattern, often necessitates some reflection for you to take a look and say, hey, what aspects of my career are making me to feel like I'm sort of not super sustainable? Can we fine-tune and make those better? Some specific goals where you have something that you're working towards and that you can take some steps to achieve those goals. And also some proactive steps to reignite your motivation, your passion, and your purpose in your career. So if you are in this area, you might be mid-career. That's not necessarily a pre-qualification, but you might feel like, hey, I used to be challenged, but now I'm feeling like I've, you know, stagnated or plateaued a little, that you're just kind of holding steady, you're marking time, you're saying another patient, another shift, another day, another month, another year, and that you're not really feeling that spark of passion. And also you're thinking, can I do this for another 10 to 15 years? Can I do this for another 20 to 25 years? And you're sort of pre-contemplative and making a move, and you're wondering what you're doing next. So sometimes these people describe that they feel like they're going nowhere, like they're working fast, like they're on a treadmill and they're going, but they're not really going anywhere. They kind of feel like they're idling. They're ready to put it in gear and move, but they're not exactly sure how to make that happen in the context of their current position. If you download the quiz, there are some specific resources if you feel like you're in this middle ground. Then what about if you feel like you are super sustainable, like you have found a unicorn position and you are thriving? Well, first of all, let me be the first one to congratulate you on the fact that you have carved out a place for you, where you have cultivated resilience, where you have found a place where you can grow and you have this sense of fulfillment in your career. You likely are experiencing this career sustainability. You feel a sense of purpose. You feel accomplished. You feel some balance or integration with your life and your work. You're able to proactively manage things like your physical and emotional and professional well-being. You're leveraging your strengths and skills to their fullest potential, and you're able to navigate challenges and seize opportunities for growth. In healthcare specifically, career sustainability involves not only being clinically competent and having had that growth and CME and continuing to, you know, hone your skills, but also fostering those softer skills, like compassion and empathy and professional integrity. you are probably at this phase of your career where you're committed to learning and collaboration and innovation, and that you have the bandwidth and the energy to contribute positively to your organization. And you feel like, probably more important than any of that, you are personally thriving. You're giving back to your community. You're involved, your relationship, your health, your wealth, your wellness, all of those things are kind of trimmed in, tuned up, and just sort of at just best of the best, like top of the top. You have cultivated professional resilience, and you have found a way to generate career longevity where you feel like you could do your current position for a long time, but also that there are other positions that you could make moves and get into that would be sustainable and also probably something that you're passionate about and would like to do. You have this stability, but you also have growth. So this is kind of strange where it's like you're stable and sustainable, but also part of that sustainability means things are changing and you're growing and you're challenging, your challenge, and you're rising to meet those challenges. You have found this enduring professional success where you feel fulfilled and like your gifts and talents are being used at the top of their ability. Like you are being well utilized, and not overutilized, but well utilized. This can sometimes feel like sort of career wellness, or that you feel like you are sort of the poster child, where you feel like, oh yes, if they looked at me, I would leave a legacy of sustainability and good work-life balance behind if they were to hold up my life and my career and say, is this a good example? Is this something that we want to show people and say, hey, here's what's possible? So certainly there are things that you can do to improve these 10 different aspects of career sustainability. You can change and influence some aspects more and some aspects less. If you're thinking, hey, Tracy, the culture is absolutely abysmal where I am, I would challenge you to sort of question whether or not you can contribute to that in a small or big way in the future. Certainly, negotiating can help you to earn more and adjust your schedule. Leaning into a different niche inside your specialty can increase your joy and contribute to that career growth and can help you to chart a course for positive changes on the horizon. The goal here is to get to the thriving career sustainability end of the spectrum. Let's change the narrative of burnout as the default while working in healthcare. And each one of us start to model the changes necessary to cultivate career sustainability together in healthcare. Today, we've explored this dichotomy between burnout and career sustainability in order to help you navigate your professional journey with intention while cultivating resilience on purpose. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. Achieving career sustainability isn't just about avoiding burnout, although that is super important. It's also about cultivating a mindset of growth, balance, and fulfillment in all aspects of your work and life. It's also about recognizing that your own personal well-being matters, and that prioritizing self-care and leaning into personal and professional development and making meaningful contributions at work and into your relationships by doing all of those things, that you can create both a life and a career that not only sustains you and allows you to survive, but also allows you to thrive. So as you go about your day, I want you to remember that you have the power to shape your career trajectory, to chart a course that honors your values, passions, and aspirations. And if you're thinking, Tracy, that sounds good, but if you ever find yourself sort of veering towards that burnout, I want you to know that our back library is full of tools and our team is here to support you. And we want you to be able to develop that resilience. And we want you to have the skills to course correct and steer back onto the path towards career and life sustainability. Whether from a negotiation consult, group, or one-on-one coaching, or our course, the Clinician Income Lab, there is a myriad of resources at your disposal. And that is just things that our team has created. There are so many more things that you can tap into. Your career journey is not just about reaching the destination or making it through until you have enough money in the bank to retire. It's about enjoying the ride along the way. And we are here to help you to do just that. Find links to all of those ways that we can serve you on that journey in the show notes. That's all for today. This PA is out.
Congratulations. You've just joined an awesome club. By listening to a full episode of The PA Is In, you are officially on the Unicorn PA team. Welcome aboard. What most team members do is they subscribe to the podcast because that allows them to automatically get the latest episode of the show. The life of your dreams exists on the other side of taking action. Keep making small shifts and keep getting better. Your life will improve, your career will soar, and you will have the confidence you need to create your own success. I will see you in the next episode. This PA is out.